And you mentioned a Jewish Golf Society.
Mm.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we've got about 18 members, I think, of the society. We function mainly between the months of March to October, say. We never seem to meet in the winter. We have society days at various local courses. Naturally, we don't have a course of our own. And we also have away games at some of the London Jewish golf clubs, like Hartspoon or Durham Park. And so we go up there 1 year and we entertain them down in Cardiff, mainly at St. Helen's Golf Club, perhaps. Yeah, so that's it's quite an enthusiastic society.
And you're a member of St. Helen's Golf Club?
Yes, that's right. I'm also a member of Llantrus, and I've got an honorary membership because I used to be the auditor of Llantrus Golf Club, and when I retired, they gave me an honorary membership. And I also play golf down at Saint-Pierre near Chepstow.
Now, golf had a reputation, can I say this, some clubs, of being quite prejudiced.
Yes, you're right. And I think one of the main offenders was Cardiff Golf Club. Yeah, no one ever seemed to join Cardiff Golf Club. In recent years, they have had a couple of Jewish members. I think Woodchurch possibly had a reputation on Radda. But otherwise, I've never experienced any anti-Semitism at St. Helens. There's been no problem there at all. Before that, I was a member at Craiger, and that was a very friendly club as well. But certainly there has been some anti-Semitism at...
Before that is changing,
Oh yes, yes, definitely changed. I think even with the change of laws that have come in over the years, people have had to change it.